Hello, everybody. Today is 3:12, and we're doing business and security. Also, this is the L1 show, Links with Friends.
In case you just stumbled into it, you didn't know it.
Yeah, you're just clicking randomly. So do you ever get... I feel like YouTube doesn't know what I want anymore. I don't know if that's like a everywhere on the site or it's just confused about what I want, because it keeps showing me, like, it'll show me a ton of videos that I've already watched, or it'll be like one video with 10 views that was released like 2 days ago.
I wonder, how much memory do you think that they allocate for each individual user for, like, don't recommend and not interested?
I don't know. Because I try to use that, too, where it's like, I'm not interested in this.
I got to think mine's like 5-6 megabytes at this point.
Right? It might not be, it might also be tied to how much money they've made on you in the past. Because, like, if they don't make any money on you, then they only have 3 bits to remember your preferences.
She doesn't buy anything.
Making money is what our first story is all about. And this is an opinion piece, and it's an opinion from a man who is maybe a little bit biased.
The Fortune headline is, Intel is back. Stop talking about breaking it up, according to Craig Barrett. And he wants to do the thing that we said as soon as we found out Pat Gelsinger was fired, which was hire Pat, fire the board. The Intel board is only interested in short-term gains, and a preponderance of the evidence does align with that statement. And so he's saying, yeah, the board is doing things that are short-sighted and short-term interest, and Pat was doing all the right things.
Isn't that true of just about every board, though? Like, they always just want I never next said quarter.
Let's talk about we business, white man. And Intel is clearly still not doing great, and they have decided to maybe focus some of their efforts on more present-day problems.
Mm. Intel delays the $28 billion investment in the Ohio chip factory in New Albany, again, to 2030 or 2031. Yeah, but if the other things happen that the board is making, you know, murmurings about, that will never happen because it will be sold for parts.
But there is a glimmer of hope, because we are in a place right now where chips are, you just need anybody to make them, right? We can't get enough of them. And Intel can make chips.
Exclusive, NVIDIA and Broadcom are testing chips on the Intel manufacturing processes, sources say. But this also is what has driven some of the negative sentiment, I think, because Intel's, you know, they're different. They're a little bit of an odd man out. They've always kept all their cards close to their chest. And so when NVIDIA or Broadcom show up and they're like, this is the way the entire rest of the industry works, can you make this? Intel's still kind of figuring that out.
They probably need to.
Quickly.
And we had new graphics cards, and this is one of those like Sinclair Media where everybody says the same thing. There was nobody saying anything other than this exact phrase.
NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5070 review. No, it's not a 4090 level of performance of $549. That's what Jensen said on stage. And the only universe where that's true is if you turn on all of the AI stuff and turn the AI stuff up as far as possible. And then the number on paper will kind of match a 4090 in some scenarios, but you're not getting the same thing.
It's been a bit of a disaster, that 50 series.
What with the fires and the ROPs, and then the other fires, and then the other ROPs, and then the 5070 is not that great.
And here's a disaster that we've seen play out so many times before, but they're still denying it. They're in the stages of grief here. Denial.
Brother denies using firmware updates to brick printers with third-party ink, but the responses from Brother, which have been added to this Ars Technica article, seem very carefully worded. And the very revealing thing at the very end was, well, we had somebody in the office that actually has one of these exact printers, and it's not exhibiting the issue, but they also blocked the printer from receiving updates. And it's like, well, you could turn on updates on the printer and see if it stops working with the third-party cartridges you just admitted you have, but you weren't willing to do that.
But you have to keep it off the internet to stop the updates. Yeah. They don't give you the option. So there are several people on Reddit and on the various social medias who claim that, in fact, it has happened this way. And seems like decent evidence.
We should get one and see what happens.
And Lenovo is following the trend. It seems like 2025, what you want to do when it comes to mobile stuff is just get weird with the screens. You want to fold them and
muffled
stretch them.
Muffled screaming from your designer who has to design for every possible.
Lenovo's ThinkBook Flip puts an extra tall folding display on a laptop. I don't know that you have to do anything special for that. You just have
more scroll space. But I vertical, want everything to be above the fold.
But vertical is the least useful extension, right? I would way rather have width.
I don't know. A lot of sites, and I think this is probably different for like actual applications, but like a site, most of them have a max width set. So they don't really make use of horizontal space as well as they could anyway.
But that's just web browsing. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that you can use.
This would be like having 2 16x9 monitors stacked one on top of the other. That's fine.
You want to do a little spreadsheeting?
That's not
I never want to do spreadsheet. I guess it would be useful like if I'm in like Figma or something like that.
And Google, if you recall, they've got this like moonshot thing where they just come up with crazy ideas and they fund them. Maybe the best example of that was the balloons. They wanted to float the balloons. I think they used those in Africa a little bit, right? And this will be kind of similar to that.
Google's Tara hopes to usher in a new era of internet powered by light. And so it talks about the new little chips they have. And they want to use lasers instead of radio because they can really pack those in. It's just tracking the endpoints.
Line of sight. But if you make that tall enough, or put it on a balloon, aiming might be an issue at that point. But it's very fast, insanely fast. And so is this, that they claim it's insanely fast at doing certain things because it has a huge advantage over the other processors.
World's first synthetic biological intelligence runs on living human cells in this strange little looking contraption, which is a lot of hardware to keep the cells alive. It talks about using electric fields to punish the neurons for doing dumb things and rewarding them for doing good things, and they can be trained. And I couldn't help but think about Fallout. You know, the brains in the jars in Fallout? I was thinking about those.
Or The Matrix.
No, what's missing from this is the little skull emblem for the Emperor of Mankind. Because this is just a slave, a servitor. But they claim that it's going to be revolutionary in terms of how good it is at certain computing because it is basically using living things.
It's so cheap, we could just grow more.
If you recall, they used a early version of this to play Pong, and it learned how to play Pong, kind of. Oh, and who doesn't love when you Google something now, the AI just answers you. It doesn't show you the web pages. Those are down the page. No one cares about web pages.
Sources? We don't believe in that here.
You got your answers right here. Well, get ready for more.
Google's adding more AI overviews and a new AI mode to search. They might not even show you the normal results. The AI can be just so confident in its answer. There's going to be so many more posts on /r/ confidently incorrect.
Which you'll never get in your search results. And this Daring Fireball blog is pretty good. It's got a lot of, it's a source for stories that no one else covers. And this one's not maybe a huge one, but it is something that Apple made the decision to do and went to some trouble to make sure that you couldn't do this.
Why can't we screenshot from DRM-protected video on Apple devices? It talks about how when something is paused, if you want to take a screenshot to call something out, or maybe you want to do an editorial, it's just a big black nothing.
Because the DRM goes all the way down to the metal in Apple computers. There's no way around it. No piece of software can circumvent this. Just take a picture with your phone like my parents do.
Ugh. Do you see that? No, I don't. It's so blurry.
I do that too, just out of laziness. Hell, there's some videos that is just too much of a headache, so we'll just point a camera at a monitor and it's just like, I'm sorry, I'm lazy.
Well, is this the year of the Linux desktop? We're going to lose Windows 10. Maybe it is. Apparently not in China. I don't know what happened.
Steam survey for February 2025 shows a big drop in Linux use. These are percentages. What actually happened was a ton more users from China showed up and that none of them were using Linux. And so the overall percentage of Linux users went down, but not the absolute number of Linux users.
You know, you auto-corrected that, but they said 2 Linux use. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Is this AI written?
A big drop to Linux use.
And that's what you said, and that's correct. Mm. But yeah, this is kind of silly because these are all Steam Decks. And it's like, oh, Linux users love AMD. No, it's Steam Decks. That's what's using Linux on Steam.
I have to admit, the Steam Deck has been a lot more fun than I anticipated. Although I'm not playing native Steam titles mostly. Which is sort of funny.
And we have now lost the ad blockers on Chrome. So a lot of people might be looking for a new home, which makes the timing of this really, really stupid.
Mozilla has already revising its new Firefox terms to clarify how it handles user data. Their lawyer should be fired. They have created a terrible, terrible situation where everybody is confused. They've confused themselves, and or maybe it's intentional. Like, it is actually, like, at first I thought that it was just, you know, some trolling going on over the lawyerese and the terms of service that was idiotically copy and pasted, and now I'm not so sure.
So they announced in their new version, they didn't announce it, but some people found it, they basically went for the meta terms of service type of deal where anything that goes into the Mozilla browser, they say, they own. And they can use that to train their AIs or do whatever they want with it. Maybe sell it to data brokers. And obviously people weren't very happy about that. Because imagine all the things that you put into a browser.
And it took Mozilla a long time to say, oops, we didn't mean it that way. And actually make some changes to that is not there anymore. But again,
how long before they change it so it is?
But I mean, like, the lawyers wrote it to be as... It's like, Mozilla can just do whatever they want. And it's like, well, but... It's like, no, your mission is to be a good steward of things on the internet.
And to think that, oh, yeah, well, I mean, you know, it was very inclusive, but we would never do that. Every company is doing that.
Yeah.
Of course we think you're going
to
do it.
If all of your users have agreed to those terms of service, that actually makes you a more valuable company for acquisition. Somebody could come in and be like, we're going to acquire you with the explicit purpose of doing this. There are companies that have literally done that with browser extensions. It's like, I'm going to buy the browser extension because in the terms of service of the browser extension, you've agreed to this horribleness. And then the original developer who intended nothing, like the lawyer did the same thing. The original developer didn't intend any of that, but the new owners were like, yeah, spyware. And then it ended very badly after people noticed.
What am I going to use if not Firefox?
Brave.
Brave.
Brave is the new frontier, I think.
Ironically, Brendan Eich with the, yeah, I mean, it's just, ugh. It's good. It's good.
And AI. You know, we haven't talked about AI too much. We do have a whole section for that where most of that goes. But this one I felt was more of a software story because it is the story of AI, but how AI is going to change how software is created.
3D software company Autodesk announces a 9% cut to its workforce. Even though they have record profit and record deployment, and Autodesk is used for a lot of things, it's CAD, it's Inventor, I mean, a lot of fun stuff. They're going to adopt a cloud policy like everybody else where you know, it's like, I don't really need the full thing. It's like, okay, just pay per use in the cloud.
CAD is another job that AI is going to be doing exclusively pretty soon.
Somebody built a large language model that you can just talk to. It's like, hey, I need a 3D model of and describe thing and give it the dimensions of thing, and then it produces thing.
Claude, without me asking it to, designed a circuit diagram and wrote it in HTML to show it to me in the reasoning model.
That's pretty impressive.
And yes, we have lost Chrome. Chrome is now dead to us, and many more will follow.
Microsoft begins turning off uBlock Origin and other extensions in Edge that are incompatible with the manifest format in the new Chromium engine. Is this Microsoft doing this intentionally, or are they just deprecating things that are deprecated in Google's Chromium engine because their browser also relies on Chromium? This is only happening in the Canary branch as well. It's not even happening in the beta branch yet, but it's probably a portent of things to come.
The Canary branch? The canary in the coal mine?
And we got a new typhoon coming. It's not just the... the Australian one was a cyclone, right?
Yeah.
No,
this was a typhoon. My joke doesn't work.
Microsoft warns of Chinese hackers spying on cloud technology using the same sort of, like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Well, exactly what you thought would be going on.
Silk typhoon. We had salt before, now we get silk. Not surprising. And this one is a scam that I'm surprised anybody fell for. Let me just give you a pro tip. The CEO of YouTube will never talk to you about anything, ever. You will never you will never be able to talk to anybody in power at YouTube. They don't operate like that. They're definitely not going to send you videos.
YouTube warns creators of an AI-generated video of its CEO is being used for phishing scams. So you would get an email that's like, go look at this private video. And then it wanted you to do things and download malicious files and blah, blah, blah. But the email was very well put together and actually came from noreply@youtube.com because, you know, reasons. Even your Gmail didn't flag it as malicious at first. Sort of wild, huh?
But they're never going to talk to you.
Even if you beg them to talk to you, they won't.
Yeah, even if there's been like a murder or something and you need them to clear something, no, they're never going to talk to you. And we have a new botnet for, you know, a new day has dawned and it's time for a record-breaking botnet.
Massive botnet that appeared overnight is delivering record-sized distributed denial-of-service attacks. These were Internet of Things devices, webcams, some routers in there, I think, but those types of devices. And they apparently have been infected for a long time, but in stealth mode, well, it's not in stealth mode anymore.
And yeah, you're wondering, like, why is that chart so big that we won't even fit on the vertical scroll? It's because it is record-breaking. Massive attacks. And for those of you who think that you might be being spied on with fake cell towers, which is probably all of us, we're probably all possibly in that, the EFF has something for you.
Open source tool Ray Hunter helps users detect stingray attacks. Now, this is a piece of software that is designed to go on a specific piece of hardware that you'll need to buy, which is this 4G access point, and the screen turns red when it detects that something fishy is going on with your local towers.
They, because of the way this works, they do have a little warning in the bottom, and they're like, we can't guarantee that the cops won't try to persecute you for having this. But probably okay.
Maybe.
Definitely not in the UK.
I'm not sure if I'd take that gamble, yeah.
I wouldn't do it in the UK, for sure. And it seems like the employment situation has gone squarely into the court of the employers, the big corporations. People are desperate for jobs, which allows them to do this.
Electronic employee monitoring reaches an all-time high. Yes. We can think of several examples. Think about all the coverage of what we've talked about as far as Amazon goes. They had the wrist movement monitor, and then the ankle monitor, and then the driver monitor to make sure that the drivers weren't doing anything weird or untoward.
30% last year, 80% this year.
You've exceeded your piss break allowance. Return to your cubicle at once.
And they have mapped also, I don't know how they got this data, but they claim that in this situation, when your employees are just paranoid and they hate you, if they have a good idea, they're not going to tell you about it because they hate you.
Is that surprising? That what idiot manager has to be told that? But somebody clearly does.
And it goes both ways. Everybody's just looking over their cubicle suspiciously.
I also really like the monitoring can reduce productivity. See also Amazon. It's like the Amazon office workers, not the warehouse workers, made them less productive because they had more monitoring.
And this is a poor sort because I have a pretty boring security article to end on.
Broadcom urges VMware customers to patch emergency zero-day bugs under active exploitation. This is, you can, if you have access to the hypervisor, you can use that access to get full access to the virtual machines. But apparently there is also a way to get access to the hypervisor. So this affects workstation, ESXi, and some other things. Not great. VMware customers are probably looking for an exit off of the VMware platform, mostly, except for the most complicated customers. Like, a lot of VMware customers aren't using all the VMware features. If you're using all the VMware features, there's not really great alternatives yet. But if you're not using a ton of the features, you probably could move off of VMware.
We knew this one was going to be short, but it's 19 minutes.
Ooh.
It's rough.
Maybe it'll push us up in the algorithm. Who knows
what
the
algorithm wants. If you vent your anger in the comments, that's actually going to help us.
We also forgot the AMD launched the 9070 and the 9070 XT. We did videos, and you can actually buy them mostly at retail prices, although not entirely. Scalpers seem to buy a lot of them, but they seem not to be selling on eBay, so the price will probably correct fairly quickly just because of the volume. Our local micro center had like 600, which is more than all of the models of GeForce card that they had since the GeForce cards launched a month and a half ago.
All right, check that out.